You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hi, Paul.
Sarah.
That's me.
Hi.
Hi. I am Sarah, not to be confused with SWC18,
who wrote this
Before You Sleep fan fiction.
Yeah, which we are in the middle of chapter 16. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyable. Lincoln and Michael and Mahone and...
Dalton.
And Sarah now, they've rescued her, are trapped behind company lines, we'll just have to say.
They're trying to get to a car, I believe.
They're trying to get a car, and I believe it's Kellerman, somebody named Paul.
It'd be funny if it wasn't that Paul.
Yes, right.
If it was Paul Stamets.
Who?
Paul Stamets, he's the fantastic fungi guy. He's like
What if it was Paul Schaefer?
Who's that?
David Letterman's.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's like,
With the glasses?
Yeah.
Just up there. Anyway, he's got a gun trained on people.
He's sniping across the street. They're trying to get from the building to a car. And
if you want to go know more, just go listen to last week's fan fiction.
Yeah, just listen to last week's fan fiction.
We're going to pick up here. You want to start us off, Paul?
Yes, I do. Just
setting your timer.
The old timer for bam.
Tall and tan and young.
Oh, now we got to clear that again. Oh, he heard Lincoln yell from behind after the bang of a gunshot. They were just rounding the corner towards the car, almost behind a wall of trees. He turned and saw red, oh no, a stain on Lincoln's shirt near his left armpit.
Oh God.
The edges spreading. Link! He ran back towards him, catching the shoulder of the unconscious man, allowing Lincoln out from under his weight. I'm okay. I'm all right, he managed through a grimace. Sarah was at Lincoln's side in an instant, and Lincoln leaned on her, still moving towards the car, but bracing himself against her. She held pressure to the wound despite Lincoln's groan of protest, and Michael knew they'd have to deal with it later. He's a genius. They had to get her to the car. I think I could have said that differently. Michael knew they'd have to deal with it later. As opposed to Michael knew they'd have to deal with this later. They had to get to the car. Just get there, he told himself. Then Sarah can take a look. Here, right here. Dalton nodded towards the vehicle. He and Michael dropped their unconscious friend into the trunk. Dalton took the wheel as everyone else got in, Mahone taking the spot as his co-pilot. They heard more gunshots.
Pew, 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 pew.
And saw a few agents rounding the corner drop dead. Wow.
Thanks,
Paul. They'd have to thank Paul later for his sharp shooting skills. Sarah was at Lincoln's side. Help me get him out of this, she asked Michael as they both started ripping his shirt. Not every inch of him is okay. Breathe. That's a callback to last episode. Breathe, you're okay, she soothed as she started to take a look. Michael knew she was talking to Lincoln, but her soft words and competent demeanor was making him feel better. Steady on, Michael. He tried to steady his own breathing, allow the relative safety of the car to settle his nerves. He watched her. He knew her heart must be thumping like a jackhammer, but her movements were steady, professional, confident. He kept his eyes on her, letting her movements mesmerize him. She wadded up his shirt and pressed against the wound. It's just a flesh wound, from what I can tell. Lincoln's eyes were closed, head back against the seat, jaw clenched as she pressed into it. "It'll be okay," she repeated. "Just have to keep the bleeding down." Knowing that Lincoln was okay, he grabbed the edge of the driver's seat. "How we doing?" he asked Dalton as they sped away. "How's Murphy?" was the reply with the question. "Who?" "Guy also, in the back."
"Who are you, Dalton?"
My partner. "Is he okay?" Michael looked to Sarah, who indicated him for taking over, holding pressure on Lincoln's wound. With her hands free, she hoisted herself up in the back seat to reach over and check on him.
"Wait, I thought they put him in the trunk."
"Me too." "Okay. He's okay," she told him. "Breathing fine. He might have a nasty concussion, but he'll live. Also, maybe they put the seats down so they could see into the trunk."
"Yeah."
"Thanks," Dalton replied genuinely. "They hit him so fast out of nowhere." Mahone scoffed. "Yeah, they do things like that." "So where to now?" Michael asked again, getting back to his earlier question. "Homeland. Paul will meet us there."
"Carrie, stay in the van."
"Barry, stay in the van."
When they got to Homeland, Lincoln was still bleeding pretty good. "He needs to go to the hospital. He needs to go to the hospital," Sarah whispered to Michael, watching as Lincoln's eyes remained closed, more fatigued. "Quietly, we can't. Not yet. We're not free." "Then I at least need a first aid kit." She kept pressure on the wound. "Just a Band-Aid and some gauze. I got this." She kept pressure on the wound. "We can't leave him like this. He'll bleed out." Lincoln, mumbling, "I'm fine." "You're not fine," she countered, sick of the brothers' relentless insisting that they were okay. Even when they clearly were not. Yes.
Toxic masculinity.
How stubborn Michael had been about his tumor symptoms. She had a feeling Link was going to be the same way. "You'll be okay, but I at least need to find the bullet and stitch you up." "Anything I can do?" Dalton asked, turning around in the driver's seat now that the car was parked. Simultaneously, "No, Sarah."
"No."
"Yes." "No." "Also, who are you?"
"Let's try that again. Hold on."
Simultaneously.
"Oh, yeah, hold on. Anything I can do?" Dalton asked. "No."
"No." "Yes." "When you say yes." "I'm supposed to say yes." "Sorry." "Yeah. One more time."
"Anything I can do?" Dalton asked.
"Yes."
"No."
Sarah ignored him. "We need a first aid kit, gauze, alcohol, stitches, whatever you can find. I'll go in and get one," Dalton said. "Is there somewhere else we can bring him?" she asked. "It's kind of tight back here to be doing surgery." Dalton fumbled. "I'd say we could bring him inside, but I'm afraid we'd be a bit of a spectacle." "True," she thought. "Nothing like dragging a bleeding guy into Homeland to get everyone's attention."
"Carrie!"
Okay, I think we have now turned this into a drinking game. I get a drink every time Paul says Carrie. That's our pause, isn't it?
Yes.
That our pause?
Let's finish the thought.
"Nothing like dragging a bleeding guy into Homeland."
"Carrie!"
"To get everyone's attention. Plus, they were going to drag Murphy, too. They'd have to... unless they were going to drag Murphy, too, they'd have to leave him in the back of the car, and it was way too hot outside for that. Then she'd have a gunshot victim and a heatstroke victim to deal with, and she wasn't in the right place to deal with either. We will leave Sarah in that pickle of a predicament."
Oof, this is like a doctor's nightmare.
That's a different piece of fan fiction.
The doctor's nightmare?
The doctor's nightmare. Oh. Yeah. And if it isn't, maybe someone would write it. Okay. If you want to hear the rest of that.
Yeah, come on over to our Patreon.
Patreon. What do you think, Paul? You want to do some credits?
Yeah, let's do some credits.
Okay, great.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul is a Caliber Studio production.
Your hosts have been inmates Sarah Wayne Callies and Paul Edelstein.
Our prison warden is producer Ben Haber.
Cutting us up in the yard are our brilliant interns, Ariel, Alyssa, and Cade.
The front man of the Jailhouse Rock Band is me, Paul Edelstein, who made the music.
All the music. Our prison yard tattoo artist, logo, and brand designer is John Nunziato at Little Big Brands. Check him out at www.littlebigbrands.com.
Follow the show on YouTube and Instagram at Prison Break Podcast or email us at ppodcast@caliberstudio.com.
Join the watch party and our Discord community through the Patreon link in the show notes, wherever you're listening to right now. They're amazing.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof,
Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.